And it's time to talk sport with our good man Will as part of the Community Armchair. We're back with the Fast Four, Will's four favourite games from this round of the NRL. And first on the Fast Four, the Raiders defeat the Tigers 16-12.
Yeah, despite a loss for West, there's plenty to be positive about with this emerging core. Latu Fainu might have just solidified his starting spot as the Tigers 5-8 with that performance. Starford Toa has promise, and Terrell May continues to be a leader in that forward pack. Not to mention Jerome Luai settling into his role as the key distributor and playmaker for this team. But the Raiders, they look like a legit title contender. This young team is really good, and I mean really good. Multiple players are continuing to develop into key contributors. Players like Sebastian Chris, Ethan Strange, and the blazing speed of Kyle Weeks has really come into form this season. The scariest thing about the Raiders is that they have more on the way in the shape of young hooker Owen Patty. The prospect development is paying dividends for the Raiders. Canberra will travel to Newcastle to take on the Knights on Friday night, while the Tigers head to Brookvale to face the Manly Warringah Sea Eagles.
In the words of that new Lord song, what was that? The Storm defeat South Sydney Rabbitohs 25-24 golden point.
Yeah, that is the question that everyone was asking after this one. What was that? Back and forth in the second half as the young Bunnies showed how much they've developed over the past year with this young core under the tutelage of Wayne Bennett. Melbourne's talent came through when it needed to, but Latrell Mitchell just seems to elevate when his team needs him to pull things off. Four try assists, three of those to Alex Johnston, who continues to inch ever closer to Ken Irvine's all-time try record with a total four-try outing. But Latrell Mitchell had the chance to deliver more magic with that bullet of a two-point drop goal attempt, but it was pulled just wide right, with Melbourne potting the one-point drop goal in golden point. South traveled to Brisbane to take on Bennett's old side in the Redcliffe Dolphins on Saturday night, while Melbourne head home to host the Cronulla Sharks on Sunday afternoon.
Did we really escape them? The Penny Panthers defeat the Aotearoa Warriors 28-18.
Without Nathan Cleary, Isaiah Yeo, and Dylan Edwards, the Panthers found a way to win. This team was last after round 9, but since then, they've only lost once to slingshot themselves right back into the mix for finals contention. What has made Penrith click over their premiership years has been effective youth playing contributing or star roles. They're finding those pieces again. Thomas Jenkins, Casey McLean, and Dane Laurie have all made strides in their development over the past couple of months, alongside the highly touted Blaze Talangi. Brad Schneider did a fantastic job in backup duty as the halfback spot as well. As for the Waz, that's a lesson in contention. Penrith might be down, but their culture never leaves them out. We'll get a prime matchup as the Panthers host the Canterbury-Bankstown Bulldogs on Thursday night, while the Warriors travel to Brisbane to take on the Broncos on Saturday afternoon.
And finally on the Fast Four, who lapsed less? The Brisbane Broncos defeat the Cronulla Sharks 34-28.
It's almost like I said last week that the Sharks' lack of discipline was continuing to hold them back from their true potential.
You're a regular Nostradamus.
Yeah, and then they go up to Brisbane and do the equivalent of gift wrapping a comeback victory for the Broncos. This game gives further ammo to the Sharks' naysayers, and I'm quickly turning into one of them, given how far they've fallen off performance-wise in recent weeks. 13 errors on the day, compounded with 7 penalties and six penalties going against Cronulla. You don't need advanced analytics to tell you that the Sharks are getting in their own way. I really have doubts that they can go far in the finals if they stay in the 8. As for the Broncos, great fight back, but there's still plenty more work to do given that poor first half. The work continues when they host a tough matchup in the Aotearoa Warriors, while the Sharks also have a tough one when they travel to Melbourne to take on the Storm on Sunday afternoon.
Two greatest words in the English language are Game 7 in the basketball. The 24-25 NBA season will have its conclusion today, very shortly.
Yeah, over in the NBA Finals, the Oklahoma City Thunder and Indiana Pacers are tied 3-3, splitting Games 5 and 6 to set up a winner-take-all Game 7 today at 10 a.m. This is the first NBA Finals to feature a Game 7 since 2016, where the LeBron James-led Cleveland Cavaliers completed the finals comeback to win their first championship over the Golden State Warriors. Also, in other news, Kevin Durant was traded to the Houston Rockets this morning.
That's good.
Yeah, Phoenix decided we've had enough, and And they traded Kevin Durant to the Houston Rockets for Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, the 10th overall pick in this upcoming NBA draft, and 5 second-round picks. And Houston gets Durant. Honestly, I think it's a win-win for both parties. The trick with making trades like this is timing and collection of assets. I believe there was no better time for the Rockets to make this kind of trade with the plethora of young talent on their roster. Phoenix also needed players to help right now and some extra draft picks, as draft capital is damn near extinct in the Suns organization.
Better for Kevin Durant too. They got a nice strip of the Houston Rockets. Red, white, very nice. The Suns, purple and orange. What do you have in your wardrobe that matches those colours? And finally in the NHL, the Florida Panthers defeated the Edmonton Oilers in a game 6-2. Repeat as Stanley Cup champions.
As much randomness there is to sports, one thing remains constant. Sometimes teams can get so far and come so close, but there's always a team that's just better. The Florida Panthers are that team. The two wins Edmonton got were by the skin of their teeth in overtime, and when Florida beat the brakes off of them in Game 5, both literally and figuratively, in Edmonton no less, that's when I knew this thing was over. Florida adjusted to take advantage of Edmonton's defensive and goaltending flaws to romp in Game 6 at home, claiming back-to-back Stanley Cups, becoming the third team to do it this decade, joining the Pittsburgh Penguins in 2016-17 and their Florida rivals in the Tampa Bay Lightning in 2020-2021. Florida forward Sam Bennett claimed a deserved Conn Smythe Trophy, that's the playoff MVP, with a total of 15 goals and 7 assists in Florida's playoff run.
Please note that a Stanley Cup is a trophy they give to people who are good at ice hockey and not one of those expensive drink bottles.
Yeah, there was a bit of confusion about that a while back. Everyone was saying, well, we need the Stanley Cup, and people were like, hockey?
Everyone's just confused. This is 2SER Breakfast. Thanks, Will.
Thank you, Danny.